Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula, Chapter 8, Scene 4, Second Vision of the Universal Form. Another day, when Krishna and Balaram were playing with their cowherd boyfriends, all the boys joined Balaram and told Mother Yashoda that Krishna had eaten clay. On hearing this, Mother Yashoda caught hold of Krishna's hand and said,
"My dear Krishna, why have you eaten earth in a solitary place? Just see, all your friends, including Balaram, are complaining about you."
Being afraid of his mother, Krishna replied,
"My dear mother, all these boys, including my elder brother Balaram, are speaking lies against me. I have never eaten clay. My elder brother Balaram, while playing with me today, became angry, and therefore has joined with the other boys to complain against me. They have all combined together to complain, so that you will be angry and chastise me. If you think they are truthful, then you can look within my mouth to see whether or not I have taken clay. All right, if you have actually not taken any clay, then just open your mouth. I shall see."
And when the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna was so ordered by his mother, immediately Krishna opened his mouth just like an ordinary boy. But then, Mother Yashoda saw within Krishna's mouth the complete opulence of creation. She saw the entire outer space in all directions. Mountains, islands, oceans, seas, planets, air, fire, moon, and the stars. Along with the moon and the stars, Yashoda also saw the entire elements, water, sky, the extensive ethereal existence, along with the total ego and the products of the senses and the controller of the senses. All the demigods, the objects of the senses like sound, smell, etc., and the three qualities of material nature. Yashoda also could perceive that within Krishna's mouth were all living entities, eternal time, material nature, spiritual nature, activity, consciousness, and different forms of the whole creation. Mother Yashoda could find within the mouth of her child Krishna everything necessary for cosmic manifestation. Yashoda also saw within Krishna's mouth herself taking Krishna on her lap and having Krishna suck her breast. And upon seeing all this, Yashoda became struck with awe and began to wonder whether she were dreaming or actually seeing something extraordinary. Yashoda concluded that she was either dreaming or seeing the play of the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yashoda thought that she had become mad, mentally deranged, just to see all these wonderful things. Then she began to think, "It may be cosmic mystic power obtained by my child, and therefore I am perplexed by such visions within Krishna's mouth. So let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Personality of Godhead, under whose energy bodily self and bodily possessions are conceived. Now, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto him, under whose illusory energy I think that Nanda Maharaj is my husband, and that Krishna is my son, that all the properties of Nanda Maharaj
belong to me, and that all the cowherder men and women are my subjects. All this misconception is due to the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. So let me pray to that Supreme Lord that he may protect me always. While Mother Yashoda was thinking in this high philosophical way, Lord Krishna once again expanded his internal energy just to bewilder Yashoda with maternal affection. Immediately, Mother Yashoda forgot all philosophical speculation and simply accepted Krishna as her own child. She took Krishna on her lap and became overwhelmed with maternal affection. She thus began to think, Krishna is not understandable to the masses through the gross process of knowledge. But Krishna can be received through the Upanishads and the Vedanta, or mystic yoga system and Sankhya philosophy. Then Mother Yashoda began to think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as her own begotten child. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.